The crawfish boil? Somebody didn't suck the heads. The whole relationship distilled to two hands reaching for the same pile of newspaper. There's a certain way you do this, and somebody at the table just picked the tail meat off clean and left the whole head untouched on their plate, and everybody who grew up doing it right clocked it and said nothing out loud, but the group text is already lighting up. It's a small thing. It's also, somehow, not a small thing at all, a little crack showing where two people's ways of doing something turn out not to match, right there over the shells. Today a mismatch might surface between you and someone close, not a betrayal, just a difference you'd both assumed was shared and wasn't. It's survivable. It's actually useful information. Notice it plainly instead of pretending you didn't. What may cross your path? You notice, mid-meal or mid-task, that someone does a basic thing completely differently than you assumed they would. A small preference gap, food, habit, method, gets teased about but actually stings a little. You catch yourself performing more enthusiasm for a shared tradition than you actually feel. Someone opts out of a ritual you assumed was non-negotiable, and it surprises you more than it should. Let the mismatch be information, not a verdict. You can love someone and still suck the heads differently. Your mantra, we don't have to match to belong at the same table.